Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We just praise you and thank you, Lord, that we can come together. We praise and thank you, Lord, that we are going to go to your word. And we ask you that you quicken it to us, Lord, that you may be able to hear it, may be able, Lord, to receive it, and may be able, Lord, to appropriate it, Lord. We thank you, for we know, Lord, that in you we are more than conquerors. And we, Lord, open ourselves up to you and to your word, Lord, that may we just touch our hearts and empower us today in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So last week we were talking about breaking bondages. Old bondages that we may have in our lives, and all the attacks of the enemy to our lives. And we can do that by simply understanding how to apply the word and to the situations we're in. Now, we have to understand that Jesus paid the price for all our mistakes and our sins and broke all the curses that come from breaking the law. We have to just be able to connect with what he has done through his death, burial, and resurrection to walk free from these things. So, theoretically, we should be, as born-again believers, we should walk free from all type of bondages. And we are going to see more in detail today how we go about doing that. But we saw that basically the principle is rather simple. Okay. And the scriptures we use for that was James chapter 4, verse 7. Says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay. So the idea is that, we have to connect with the Lord. And as we connect with the Lord and take a position to resist what the enemy is trying to put on us or has put already on us, if we let him, if you have let him to do it, okay, then we should move to freedom. We should push him off. He should go. Okay. Well, we're going to see today more in detail, how to break actually the bondage. Okay. Now, there is no bondage in heaven. Amen? Amen? Do you agree on that? Amen. Well, Jesus said to pray for us that may be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if this is the case, there should be no, we should pray that there will be no bondage of any type on earth also. And we have to take that position. We had to understand that although Jesus did everything that needed to be done for us to be free, is not automatic the appropriation or the fact that we receive that. Everything that we receive from what he has done and from what God does is done, is achieved by faith, number one. And number two is that we had to take the territory, so we had to do something to push off the enemy. The enemy is always coming to kill and steal and destroy. Jesus came to give us abundant life. So when he's trying to attack us, either by tempting us or putting stuff on us or whatever situations that he creates in which we are in, we had to do something, take a position to push him off. We had to resist him. And so this is the thing that we have to understand, that we have a part in our freedom that we should experience in the Lord. Okay. So the fact is we have to also remember that God has given us all the weapons that we need to have victory. And so we have to use the resources or the weapons that he has provided for us to be able to have the victory, to to be able to manifest that. Okay, so we supposed to be, you know, believers, Christians, supposed to be not weak, but strong warriors, fighting the enemy and pushing him off our territory. You know, the way it was with Israel, when they were getting into their promised land, they had to take every step, and where they stood, there was taken, you know, but they had to actually conquer it. The areas they were going to possess. And so this is what also we have to do. It's not automatic. It's not just because what Jesus did. It's what Jesus did and our response to what he did. We have a part we play to receive from God the things that he has provided for us. All right. So, you know, if you read someone that talks about being, meditating on the Word, spending time in the Word, and this is the way that we are going to be able to have the strength and the victory. You know, we shall prosper in everything we do. But is the Word working in us that enable us to prosper? It's not automatic. And so we need to go to the Word, look at the Word, listen to the Word, hear the Word. You know, we can listen sometime, but not hear. So we have to be hearing it with our heart. And then allow the Word to work in us. Okay. So meditation is one of the important things. This really, this Word is the source of our victory. And we have to remember that. Okay. So when we experience, so what is your experience today, for example? Are you experiencing victory everywhere, in some areas? In some areas that you are still struggling with. Those are the areas that you have to work to break the bondages that are there that God doesn't want, because he didn't put them there. The enemy put them there. And so you had to do something to get free from his influence and his activities. Okay? And we had to do it constantly. We had to do it progressively. We had to understand the process that takes place for us to have victory. So the first things that we had to do is identify the areas in which he has some form of stronghold in our life. You see, anything that you experience that does not agree with what the Word says that you should experience from God's point of view is put there by the enemy. Okay. The thing is, he doesn't have the right to be there. And so you had to push him off. He's a thief that comes to kill and steal and destroy. And because he's a thief, he doesn't have any right to be there. Your right is to be free. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. So what we have to understand, the things, you know, that are there, maybe you had them before you came to the Lord. Maybe you accepted them afterwards. Because he comes and tempts you, and you know, you just go along with it. And you had to push them off and get the victory again. You had to take a position. You had to stand and fight. We are called to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. The good fight of faith is because we win if we do the right thing. Right. Yeah. Amen? So any type, for example, sickness. Sickness doesn't come from God. He doesn't put sickness on people. It's the enemy that does that. So anything that was sickness, you know, for example, especially even, you know, sickness that is lingering or repeating itself or hereditary sickness, that stuff is broken when you're born again. And so if it's there, you have the right to fight and to win against it. And that's the way you do it. Again, you just have to use the word, and the word is going to empower you. But we're going to see more in detail. Fears, God doesn't put fear. The fear of the Lord doesn't mean that you are afraid. You don't want to go away from him. You respect him, you worship him. That's what it means. Okay, fear is a negative thing that actually hinder you and produces negative results in your life. All fears come from the enemy because fear is the opposite of faith. You see, fear is actually believing that the devil is going to do something to you when instead you should believe that God is going to protect you. Amen. He is the one that protects you. He is the one that takes care of your needs. He is the one that looks after you. He is the one that loves you. So fear is just, any worries, any of those things there, is things that the enemy put on you, putting thoughts and ideas in you that actually are not even real most of the time, to stop you from being able to achieve the things, to stop your faith from working. Right. And he's trying to rob you of what God has done for you. You know, addiction, food, drugs, pornography, sex, file failure, you know, any type of addiction that you can experience, that comes from the enemy. And that can be broken. You do what God tells you to do, and you can break it. And we are going to see more in detail. Emotional problem like oppression, depression, you know, despair, whatever, all those things there are from the enemy. He works on your emotions to destroy you. You have to realize that and know where it's coming from and fight against it. You can be breaking it. Recurring sins evidently come from temptation. And the temptation is nothing else than the work of the devil trying to make you sin. And you have to take a position against that. Any stronghold. See, everything comes from stronghold in your mind. Stronghold is something that piles up a bit at a time. And as it piles up, it becomes stronger and stronger, and it's difficult to demolish it. So for this reason, sometimes the strongholds are difficult to demolish, are difficult to break down. Because they are results of layers over layers of things that took place that affect the way you think, the way you feel, the way you react to situation. And so this becomes difficult to take apart because you take apart one part, one section, one area, and then there is another area that pops up. And then you work on the other area and the other. So you see, when you work against a stronghold, you have to have a strategy and you have to be constant in the work you do. But God has given you the ability, the potential, the weapons that you need to demolish strongholds. And that means demolishing the way you think, changing the way you think. God is the God of change. Always changing according to his word. His word shows you the things that you should change within yourself, and then enables you through his word, through this anointing, through his abilities, through the Holy Spirit power to do the things that you have to do to break through and to have victory. Praise the Lord. So as soon as you see, you go to the word, first things, and you see the areas in which you had to work, in which you want to break the bondage. Okay. When you have identified the thing, it's already, see, and you know. See, the problem is the way most time these things come in is because it's by default. You get distracted. You let it happen. You don't know pausing at the beginning. You know, the best things that you can do when there is a temptation, when there is an attack, when it is trying to put something on you, whatever it is, you fight it immediately. Right away. Don't waste any time, because the longer it stays there and the more the roots are taken down, and then it's more difficult to break and to get free. You want to do it right away to make it easier. All right. So don't wait. Don't wait. Act on the word now. And even, you know, now is the time. You see, God, with God is not always now. It's always now that you had to do something. You had to break loose now. So you had to take a position of faith now. You had to reject that ideas, those thoughts, those feelings, everything that the enemy has put on you, any bondages is there. Now is the time to break it. Amen. Not tomorrow. The longer it's there, is now. Praise the Lord. So the second thing that you had to do, see, let me go back a minute here. Lots of people wait for God to do something. Oh, God is going to heal me. God is going to break loose. God is not going to do things. God is waiting for you to believe. God is waiting for you to take action, on the word. See, when you take action on the word, he can move, because God expects us to move. Us to act in faith, us to believe with the things that he said, and so he is going to implement them through us, because it's through our faith that he accomplishes everything. Amen. And so this is why the number one thing, we have to identify what is the final goal that we have, the things that need to be broken, the specific things that shouldn't be there. After you had done that, you had to take a position and not agree with these things to be there anymore. You see, the fact that you take that position, that you say no, changes already your situation. You see, put you in the war path, put you in a fight attitude, and see, we had to fight the enemy. You cannot play around with it. See, that what was done in the Old Testament was they had to fight the other nations, because they were going to destroy them. And so they had to actually destroy the other nations. And that was a symbolic thing for us to understand that we had to be, have no, you know, take no, you know, things, nothing that the enemy would put on us to accept it and to leave it there. We had to be strong, and we had to fight it. Okay. So that thing is, we had to really be in that position. Okay. Not agreeing. If you are sick, stop saying, "I'm sick." Start saying, "By stripes, I'm healed." And, you know, and the fact that, you know, they will say, "Well, I'm not healed." Well, wait a minute. You have to understand what you're saying. See, by stripes, I am healed. This is the, I am healed means, you know, that I'm, the healing is taking place. Right. This is a progressive, in English doesn't reflect very well. But in Greek, or in Hebrew, it shows it very well. You know, so this is a progressive tense. It actually means that I'm in healing. God is healing me. Amen. God is producing the change in me that need to be changed. And so we had to take that position and stop agreeing with the devil, saying, "You know, I'm sick." All right. So as you do that, see what happens when you do that is you change things. You change the way you think. That is repentance. I mean, you had to repent. See, repentance is nothing else but a turnaround from the things you were doing before to the things that you're going to do now. And so what you do is, instead of agreeing with the enemy, now you are not going to agree anymore, and you are going to change the way you think. You are going to change the way you act. Hallelujah. You see, this is really what you're starting to do, is disagreeing with the situation, disagreeing with the devil, and starting to actually confess the victory. You are looking at the victory. You are focusing on the victory. You are moving toward the victory. Hallelujah. So this is only what's happening inside you. But there is more to do. See, these are all actions that you are actually going to take. You see, you actually start to confess your new position. You see, verbally, you had to actually express your position, because it's what we say with our mouth that makes a difference. Amen. Amen. We confess with our mouth and we believe with our heart. So the heart has been dealt with. Now you start confessing it. You start speaking it out. You start saying what God said that you should have. You start agreeing with the word, and the word start become part of you, because you are going to not just agree mentally, but you are going to start acting on it, or even just simply saying it.
Amen.
All right. So now you are agreeing with God. You are agreeing with God. Your word are going to start to align up with what the word of God says. So you start speaking the word. You start speaking what God says. The more you speak what the word of God says, the more it's going to work in your heart, and the more things are going to start to be implemented in you.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the enemy doesn't give up easy most of the time. He's going to try to resist. He's going to try to do things, to stay there. And he's going to actually try to stick around. So this is, you don't have to give in to his stickiness, to his position, to what he's trying to do. He's trying to get you tired. He's trying to show you he's not working. And he's going to whisper in your ear that all the time. You see, he's not working. He's not happening. He's not changing. He's getting worse. And you just said, you have to really take a position against what he's saying. You had to take a position. If you remember Joshua 1:8, the thing that said there all the time, be strong, be courageous, be strong. He said it so many times. Why? Because it required us to be strong to fight back. You see, it's not an easy fight sometimes. So it can be a hard fight in some situation, but you had to be strong. How are you going to be strong? You had to be fed. You had to be full of the word of God inside you, because it's the word that gives you the strength. Is the word that give you the ability to overcome. And so the strength comes from the word that you are there meditating on and thinking about and filling yourself up with, because from there, you see, the word, the power of God is working in you. The word carries the power of God in your life.
Amen.
It releases the power of God in your life. And you had to do your part. That's why you have to spend time meditating on the word. The more, you see, it's easy to meditate on your problems. They're in front of your face. Okay? And that's the way it works. We have to put in front of our face the word, speaking it, looking at it, meditating on it, so that we spend more time looking and thinking and meditating on the word than we are meditating on our symptoms. And that keeps us going. Anything, so strong and courageous. Be faithful, not fearful. Fearful is the word, you are actually using your faith against you. Fear is faith in what the devil does. All right? Faith is faith in what God does.
Amen.
So anything, any little things, any little improvement, any little things, you celebrate it. You just speak it out. You give testimonies of it. You confess it. You just rejoice. You just spend time in it. Are you following me?
Yes.
And you start confessing victory.
That's
You confess victory. You focus on the victory that is maybe not there completely yet, but is going to come. As you focus on that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, we need the direction of the Holy Spirit inside us to empower us. We need the power of the Holy Spirit working in us to enable us to fight the battle, because it's not in our flesh that we do it, it's in the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit power. And the Holy Spirit power is released by the Word working in you. See, Jesus said, my word, they are spirit and they are life. So they are working inside you, releasing the power of the Holy Spirit and to quicken you and enabling you to do. So let me do something here. I'm going to pray for you if there are areas in which you have to work on, that you have to break loose. And I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit to do the work in you. Because you see, the word there in itself is not just reading the word, it's hearing it. It's hearing it that becomes rhema to you, that becomes a reality to you. They're starting to work now, this very moment. You see, the moment when you know it, is that the time. If it's always with God, it's always now. It's not sometime in the future. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of breakthrough. Now is the time you take possession of what you have and you start holding it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going just to pray for you and ask the Holy Spirit, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Any of the bondages, any of the things hindering, Lord, anyone here in this assembly, Lord, I just ask you that you give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, today they can see, Lord, not in the physical, but in the spiritual realm. That they can see, Lord, what is there and what is possible to them. Lord, that you open their eyes, Lord. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be able to connect to your word. And enable them, Lord, to see what they can have. As they yield to the Holy Spirit, as they yield to you, as they yield, Lord, to the word working in them to set them free and to give them victory in the areas they are struggling with, Lord. That any bondage, Lord, in the name of Jesus may be broken, Lord. That any things for the enemy, Lord, that is working in their life may be removed, that they can start seeing it and they're taking a position and start disagreeing with it and start allowing the word of God to work in them, to break them loose in Jesus' name. Many times we don't even know that we have bondages, Lord. And so we need the revelation. We need the power of God working in us, Lord. And we release that power right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that will break all the bondages and to set free, Lord, people in the areas, Lord, that they need freedom, Lord. Just give them the understanding. Give them the wisdom. Give them the strength. Give them the courage, Lord, to fight the battle and to not give up until the things crumbles and come down and the walls come down. Hallelujah. No walls can stand before the word of God. And we speak freedom, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, we had to come to realize the power that we have inside. I believe nobody yet has even come close to release the power of the Holy Spirit working in them. And we don't even have, we can't even imagine what would be possible. When we even get a bit closer, there is so much beyond even our expectations. You see, we have unlimited potential in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus, you know, said, with men, this is impossible. There are many things that are impossible with men. but with God, all things are possible. Can you say, with God, all things are possible? Let's say it again. All things are possible. That's right. So we have to really get to the place in which we start agreeing with that. You see, the agreement, see, well, our mind says, well, you know, there are lots of things I can do. What did we just finish saying? With God, all things are possible. And so we had to change the way, you see, the hindrance, the blockage is in our thinking. What we think with our heart, so we are. God wants to bring us to a place in which those limitations are removed. Amen. See, Jesus is coming back sometime soon. Amen. And has to prepare a church without spot or wrinkle. That means, you know, the bondage has to be broken. Amen. And we have to work toward these things, expecting breakthroughs. Expecting victories, expecting that the things that are hindering us are going to be removed. See, our expectations, you know, make all the difference. You know, you came here this morning, what expectation did you have? To go to listen to a service or to have a breakthrough? See, that's the thing we had to come to church believing. See, we had to come believing that the Holy Spirit is going to give us a breakthrough every day. Amen. Even when you don't come to church, even when you're by yourself, you have to spend, you know, well, God, what are you going to do this morning when you wake up in the morning? What is the breakthrough that you're going to give me? But, you know, to have that, you have to have an aggressive attitude. Yes. Can't be there sitting back and says, okay, let's see what God is going to do. Well, you know, he's going to do nothing. Because he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to exercise your faith. Amen. He's waiting for you to say, yes, I'm going to take this. This is going to, you know, like Caleb said, when, you know, we can get in there. We can certainly do it. See, but that attitude makes all the difference. How does it work the other way? Well, the enemy is, you know, you can't do it. You can't do it. You know, the very moment you say, you can do it, I can't stand it, I can do it. You know, you are there, he's signing your bondage agreement. All right? So don't say those things. Stop yourself from speaking defeat. Start speaking victory. Only victory. But you can do that. You see, you cannot do that in the flesh. Because it's pretty difficult to do it, you know, to find within yourself the strength to do it. You had to do it in the Spirit. And the only way to do it in the Spirit is to be full with the Word. Is the Word, you see, the Word speaks in you all the time, not the enemy whispering, you can do it, you can do it. You know, forget it. You just had to respond the way Jesus did. Okay? It is written. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Are you still there? Okay. See, Mark 9:23 says, you know, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe. Can you say, I can believe?
I can believe.
And all things are possible to me? Praise the Lord. Okay, but you had to really take that position. You see, so these are some of the things you had to repeat to yourself. That you had to keep going within yourself. Hallelujah. You know, you remember when Jairus, you know, Jesus was walking with Jairus going to pray for the daughter, you know, and the people came to Jairus and said, you know, your daughter is dead. I mean, a more final situation than that, where can you get it? Well, it wasn't a final situation for Jesus.
Amen.
Because even to the disciples says, raise the dead.
Amen.
So he wasn't there worrying, oh my goodness, he's dead now, he can do anything. No, what did he say to Jairus? Just do not be afraid, only believe. See, if you let fear come in, that's the end. You give up. You take a position against the fear. Only believe. Jesus said that. I mean, it sounded like, don't give up. All things, you know, Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we have to understand we cannot do it through ourselves. It's through Christ that we do it, but Christ has provided for us the word. We have the word. Hello?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you have faith.
Amen.
See, that's another area the enemy tries to attack believers all the time. Well, you know, I don't have enough faith. Okay, well, that's a lie. Okay? I mean, Romans very clearly says, you know, that he has given us, Romans 12:3, he has given us the measure of faith. And that's the only faith that we need. That's the faith that we need. Instead of complaining that we have not enough faith, we should go be around and say, I have a measure of faith. I have a measure of faith. Praise the Lord. Can we say, I have the measure of faith. Amen. So if we have it, don't go around complaining you don't.
That's right, man. That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
All right. See, the thing is, actually, it's better than you think. Your situation is better than you believe it is. Because God has provided everything that you need for life and godliness.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen. Everything.
Everything. Everything. Hallelujah. And the problem is always with receiving stuff from God. It's unbelief. That means unbelief is not just lack of faith. Unbelief is choosing to believe against the word of God. So you choose to believe. The word of God says you have faith. You choose to believe. I don't have enough faith. That's unbelief. The word of God says, by stripes I'm healed. And you say, well, I'm sick. Okay? Praise the Lord. You know, in Matthew 17, verse 19, Jesus explained, you know, they weren't successful. The apostles or the disciples weren't successful to cast out the demon out of the boy with epilepsy. And they asked Jesus, you know, why didn't we succeed? In verse 19 says, then the disciple came to Jesus and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said, because of your unbelief. You see, this they chose not to believe. I mean, why did they choose not to believe? Because they saw the things was putting up a show, the devil. And so they accepted that they couldn't do it. Okay? For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, I mean, it says that if you are faith as a mustard seed is the most smallest seed. So it doesn't say you don't need to have a big faith to get the results. All right? You will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast from here to there. And it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. So nothing will be impossible for you.
Amen.
See, that's the thing you had to repeat. Nothing is impossible for me. Nothing is impossible. Let's say it again. And just say as you believe it. Yeah, that's right. You see, you take that position. You see, when a moment when the devil tried to tell you, you can't do it, and you're going to say,
nothing is impossible for me.
That's right. You see, you take that position and you push him back.
Amen.
See, you just resist him. He will flee. It may take some time to make him flee, but you have to keep pushing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. However, this kind does go out except by prayer and fasting. And he said, you know, everybody says, well, think about the devil. I mean, the demon goes out by prayer and fasting. No, he says the unbelief goes out. This type of unbelief goes out only by prayer and fasting. It makes sense. Because, you know, before they were casting out demons all over the place. So why now they weren't able to cast out? Because they didn't have the manifestation, so they have the faith to believe it, and they, instead of agreeing with the devil, they agree with the thing. But the unbelief that they have within themselves, that's the thing that the only way to overcome is by prayer and fasting. Why by prayer and fasting? Because by fasting, you don't give up to the senses. You learn to overcome your senses and you walk in the spirit. You see, you put your senses in subjection. And you don't go anymore by your senses. You go by the Spirit, because we go by the Word. Because the Word says you can do it, then you agree with the Word instead of agreeing with what you see and what you hear. It has to do with you, not with the demon. It is with the resistance that you have that is difficult to overcome. Are you following me? So prayer and fasting are important. Because when you see, was no problem for Jesus. Why? Because he was praying and fasting all the time. Praise the Lord. You know, you had the Holy Spirit inside you.
Amen.
The one that cast out the demons is not you. Is the Holy Spirit. If you the Holy Spirit, you let the Holy Spirit operate, there is no demon that can resist.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So if it's not you, you are not doing it. You are not doing the healing. You are not doing the deliverance. You are just the mouthpiece. But if the mouth through which the thing goes out doesn't agree with what you're trying to do, it's not going to work. So the unbelief has not to be there.
Right.
Yes. Are you following me?
Yes.
Okay. You see, you can win. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. So if you have a problem with unbelief, now you know what to do. You pray and fast. When you say, you know, you struggle with thoughts that are contrary to what, that's the thing you have to do, because it's not the problem that you are dealing with. The problem is what you think. And fasting, done the right way, it changes the way you think. Because you had to have faith in God to overcome your flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. See, you, praise the Lord. You know, if you are a believer and you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
Amen.
Hello? That's what he said. Jesus said that. So that's what we have to say.
Amen.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
And I can move a mountain
with the mustard seed
of my faith.
I have victory.
Do you?
Yes.
All right. Good. You see, when, how does it work? To try to convince you otherwise, affect your emotions. The way you feel. See, when you start feeling wrong about things, and you start feeling down, that's the time we have to feel with the Word. Feel on the Word. Feel on the Word. Meditate on the Word. Spend time on the Word. And you have to make that decision, though. You see, a decision that you make to take action. because you don't agree with what's going on, even you don't agree with the way you feel. See, you change. You have the ability to change the situation. I'm going to show you that you have that ability. Have you ever been upset with somebody, you know, and maybe with the kids or whatever, and you are all worked up, and then the phone rings, and you pick it up. Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's the difference? So don't make excuses. Do you see? The other things are excuses. All right. God's supernatural power is available to you for complete victory. You know, we've been talking about the kingdom. This is kingdom. This is kingdom reality. It's the kingdom of God reality. The kingdom of God is here now. This is not something that is going to be when you are dead.
Amen.
Jesus came to bring the kingdom to earth. And that was his prayer. Your kingdom come on earth as you know, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is the kingdom, is the will of God implemented on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Healing, deliverance, breaking the bondages, walking free.
Amen.
Speaking to the rain and doesn't come.
Amen.
Amen. But Jesus did it. Yeah. You know, so some religious people say, you think you can change the weather? Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Jesus did it and he said, greater things that I do, you will do. Because I go to the Father. So, you know, we should expect that. See, that should be our expectation.
Yes. Amen.
I can always remember when my kids were young and we had to go out shopping for some furniture. It was raining. So I'm going to pray that by the time we get out of the car, it's not going to rain. And we stopped to 5 places. And it was raining all the time. We were driving from one place to another. But when we were stopping to go into the car, we always, you know, stopped and didn't rain. My kids were looking at me like that. I was almost looking at myself like that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. That's a real story. You can ask them. All right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
The kingdom of God has no bondage. The kingdom of God has no sickness. The kingdom of God has no problems. The kingdom of God has no poverty. The kingdom of God has freedom. Hallelujah. So he's promised us. He said that. He's not lying. Seek ye first the kingdom. All these things. Everything is taken care of.
Amen.
Just seek the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know, when you are there and questioning things, just you repeat that scripture. See, that's why you use the scriptures. Seek the kingdom first. And all these things. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. My freedom is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I'm healthy. Thank you, Lord. I'm strong. Thank you, Lord. I have victory. Thank you, Lord. I'm wealthy. I'm, you know, financially well. Hallelujah. He is prospering as my soul prospers. Hallelujah. You know, this is something that we had to learn to implement in our life to start walking in victory. And we are not crazy. We are believers.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, looks like we ran out of time. All right, confession. Let's make a confession here. Eh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
That I am a believer. And not a doubter. I have faith that can move mountains. And I am overcomer. God is my helper. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. Wherever I go, He comes with me to give me strength, to give me power, to give me wisdom, to give me wit, victory, to give me health, strength, life, and peace that passes all understanding. I will not fear. I will be courageous and strong in the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good.